Two psukim in Parashas Kisavo talk about the unique relationship between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. We pride ourselves with our Kadosh Baruch Hu. We designate our Kadosh Baruch Hu, or we see our Kadosh Baruch Hu as our pride, as Rashi understands it. As Hashem Amarta Hayom, to understand that He is our God, and we're committed to do His mitzvot. And Hashem has designated us, and He prides Himself in us. We are Am Segula. This idea is captured, of course, by Anigo Dodi B'Dodi Li, which is the essence of Elul. It's also captured by the Gemara in Brachis. It talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Yachol wearing tefillin, and his tefillin speak about the Shevach of Klal Yisrael, and we wear tefillin, which is Hashem's Shevach, as we have in Anim's Niros, Pe'er Olai, Pe'er Yolav. It's all a beautiful idea, and it's really, it all lies within these two psukim. But there's a diuk that has to be addressed in the pasuk. In the pasuk, the second one, Vashem Hamircha Hayom, which is what's speaking about how Hashem has selected us and elevated us and prides Himself in us. He says, "Lios lo am segula." What are we to Hashem? We are an am segula, kashavi belach. And then the pasuk concludes, "V'lishmor kol mitzvosav," and to observe all His mitzvos. At first glance, these three words don't belong in this pasuk. These three words belong in the previous pasuk. That is, we are committing ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ani L'Dodi pasuk should talk about the Lishmor Kol Mitzvosav. The problem is that the Lishmor Kol Mitzvosav appears in the pasuk that captures V'Dodi Li. Hashem Hamircha Hayom Yos Lo Am Segula. Then the Lishmor Kol Mitzvosav, why is that stated over here? The Mefarshim and Chumash address this question, and I want to just elaborate a little bit on it, because it's a beautiful, beautiful idea. Rabban says, Hashem Amircha Hayom, and Hashem elevated you, and because to you alone He gave the Torah and He commands you with all those mitzvahs. That's the Ramban. The Sfarnu says it in his own way. He gave you the status, but Mesha Bochar Becha Lishmar Komitzvosav, Ashabam Timsachin Be'enav. In other words, the fact that Hashem gave you all these mitzvos is showing the status that He has given you. And He did not do this for other nations. Other nations, they can't keep all the mitzvos. We know that there are mitzvos that non-Jews are not supposed to keep. And the Aruch Chaim, in his own way, says the fact that we have tayag mitzvos and the nations of the world have only seven mitzvos, so that's the lishmor kol mitzvosav. In other words, this is what Hashem is giving you, that the pride Hashem has in you is that He gave you this status, Lios Lo Am Segula, the status that includes the privilege of the Lishmor Kol Mitzvosav. So it actually fits within the status that we have in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To take it just a slight step further, the famous Gemara beginning of Avodah Zarah, that the Umos HaOlam will come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of days with a taina. Hashem brings out the sun, and then suddenly the nations of the world give up, and they kick the sukkah, and the Gemara says, well, they're putter anyway. Yes, but they shouldn't have kicked it. They shouldn't have had this kind of attitude. And the idea being that what makes Klal Yisrael unique in terms of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how Hashem treasures us as His chosen nation is that we understand, we appreciate what mitzvahs are. We don't see mitzvahs as a burden, that once we're pater, we're almost like, oh, what a relief. What a relief. It's a yoke, and we just want to get rid of it. But we recognize that even if it is a tzivoy, it's a commandment, but it's a commandment that we embrace with love wholeheartedly. And this is also what we have later in the parasha, the same message by the Tochacha, that the Tochacha Rachmanu Litzlan is pinned on the fact that Tachas Asher Lo Avadtes Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav. The fact that, unfortunately, sometimes the Avodas Hashem becomes a drag. It becomes a feeling of just, you know, I don't enjoy it. I'm doing it anyway. Nebuch Shvertz Zayin Ayid. And the problem, of course, is that if a person has that attitude, then it doesn't hold. People don't want to hold on to things that they feel are a pressure. So that's good for what the pasuk is saying, that Hashem appreciates us, Hashem has elevated us and given us mitzvot that we ourselves understand as well are not just a commandment as if, Nebuch, we have no choice, but we embrace it and we are proud of it, and Hashem is proud of us, and He gave us this elevated status. There's an Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Balak. Well, he bit oven be Yaakov, will ra amo be Israel. Says the Or HaChaim that Hashem and Bilam is praising us that Chayso don't look at the Avodas Hashem as an amo, as a toil, as a pressure, but rather as something that we love to do and we cherish. There's a mashal, I'll end with this mashal of the Dubna Magid. The Dubna Magid said on a pasuk in Yeshaya, says, Lo osi karasa Yaakov ki agata bi Yisrael. So the pasuk says, you didn't call me Yaakov, you didn't call out to me because you exerted yourself. The Magid has a mashal of somebody checks in, I'm just going to make it more contemporary, checks into a hotel, and the bellhop is going to take his bags up to the room. So he's going to meet the bellhop at the room. He comes up to the room, and the bellhop is like totally out of breath, having schlepped everything on the whatever the wagon he had. And the person turns to the bellhop and says, "Sir, these are not my bags. My bags are very light. You obviously took someone else's bags if you're out of breath." So the Magid says that's the same thing over here. The Navi says, Lo osi karasa Yaakov, if you feel like it's too much, you can't do it, you're burnt out, you're serving someone else. Lo osi karasa Yaakov, what I want of you is a feeling of ava. Ki agata bi Yisrael, if you're exerting yourself and you feel like I can't bear it, you're not doing the right thing. The importance is to learn and to do avodas Hashem and to do mitzvahs besimcha. And if we do it besimcha, then it feels good, it feels right. And this is why the Torah can say, v'lishma kol mitzvosav, as part of that status that we have in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that we observe the mitzvos wholeheartedly, and we recognize that they're really a privilege. And Mitzvah Hashem, that should be a tremendous inspiration and motivation for us to continue doing it more and more, Michael L'chayil in Avodas Hashem. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Shkayach.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shabbos.